back in the saddle and out on the trail. With Ernie the horse guy, now fun will prevail. We'll meet the best horsemen under the sun. Tip our hats to the ladies, keep the good Lord number one. Ride along, sing your song. Along with better horses, we're right where we belong. Faith and love from up above. The best of the good life's yet to come.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, don't touch that dial, folks. It's time to get around Talk Horses. Everybody, I'm Ernie Rodina.
And I'm Ed Adams.
And welcome to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. And that's Rusty Ryerson bringing us into the show, which you get a chance to see him this weekend out at Equifest at the Better Horses booth.
It's Equifest weekend. Everybody has to be going out to Topeka to take a look at this great show that's going to go on.
You're sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, I forgot it was Equifest weekend. You still got time. All day Saturday, we got the Ranch Rodeo tonight, and Sunday's a great weekend, which I'm going to try to get Mark Birkdahl there. Which you go, we're going to do a Hardy Grub segment right there from the stage.
Oh, that'll be great. We had a great Friday, too. So this is basically KCMO 103.7, and we've got a great hour of talking about horses here on BetterHorses.com.
And we're so glad to have him leading this purr. This guy's one of my favorite people. And just great to have him on here. And this pastor of Open Range Fellowship, Frank Slaughter. Frank, you're with us.
Yes, Ernie.
Hey, I got some folks on the prayer list I'm going to give you real quick, okay?
Okay.
Hey, let's go pray for the Christians all over the world. Pray for my friend Mark Birkdahl, Frank Slaughter. Keep you in our prayers, Franks. Grass fire victims, flood victims, Pat Buzzard. I want to go a special prayer for a good friend and a great, great mentor, Chris Lindquist and his wife, Marie McCann, over there at Olathe. What a tragedy, the loss of their daughter, Emma. They had to lay her to rest last week, and so sorry about that. Just a great guy, Chris and Marie McCann, Lindquist family, for the loss of their daughter, Emma. Also, the loss of one of the greatest, if not just, I know where he is today. If he's not in heaven, no one is, and that's Billy Graham. And loss of him last week. What a loss. Touched so many lives. Kevin Boland, a good friend of mine going through treatment. Hillary Watson, Wyatt Deal, Angie Vanderpool, David Sheckle, my home church, Kim McBroom, Jan Ish, Mike Statua, Sue Saxon, my sister-in-law, Pat Rodina, Tim Trabon, keep him in her prayer, John Speck here at the studio, and Ali Costello. And then also keep the Miles, Steve Miles in Tonganoxie. No relation, and Steve Miles and Baser in our prayers, along with Debbie Brenneman. You got someone there?
Hey, you know, Ernie, we had Sergeant Joey Roberts that just fell off his horse, so we're going to give him a quick shout-out. Good job. He didn't get hurt, nothing really serious, but we're going to send out our prayers, and let's also send out our prayers to that mass shooting that happened in Parkland, Florida, where 17 people hurt. And I got to tell you, Ernie, I think I've got the answer, and you're going to hear this a lot with a lot of people talking about gun control and what should we do and the President Trump going into this. This is not a political show, but I am going to say this. These kids at risk, all they need is a horse and a stall and a place to go. And I'm going to tell you, I've seen it with horsepower, and that's one of the foundations that we give here in Missouri. But if you have a son or a daughter that needs help, I'm going to recommend one thing.
Horse.
Get him a horse.
Get him a horse. That's a good idea.
That was my pitch. Martell, did you buy into that?
I did.
Okay.
Well said. Keep them busy.
Let's work these kids up.
So anyway, hey, I'm going to turn it back to you, Frank. I'm so glad you can be here with Open Range Fellowship and turn it back to you.
And you guys, I'm telling you, it's a privilege to be a part of all of this. And Ernie, how many Equifest have we seen together? I mean, it's just unbelievable how many people we've seen come to Christ through the years with events. And I totally agree with the horse thing. Let me tell you, I've been involved with horsepower and other ministries like it for many, many years. But anyway, let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Lord, we just thank you for another day that we can do something to give glory and honor to you, that we can have compassion for those who don't have what we have and be prayerful for those who are going through major things. And Lord, I know we have to remember this isn't heaven, that this is ground zero for battle of the universe, but someday we will see heaven. And just like Billy Graham is here now, well done, as we speak. And Lord, I just want to lift up all of those who are going through so many things, all of those on the list this morning, but all of those who are just listening this morning as well, that they can turn their worry into worship and put their anxiety at the foot of the cross and place it where it needs to be in prayer. And so we pray for our country. We pray for the world. We pray for all Christians everywhere, the persecuted church, especially right now. And our men and women in uniform and our first responders back here, we love them so much. They live to protect us and serve us. And Lord, we just give you this day in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Brink, it was great seeing you yesterday down there at the Equifest, you and Brenda, and keep up the great work you're doing, and you got our prayers with you constantly. We're praying for you, bud.
Okay. God bless you guys.
Okay. Love you, man. Talk to you later.
Bye.
What a great guy he is, and I'll tell you, he's brought to us by our good friends at betterhorses.com.
Our own website.
Yeah, always constantly changing. You got that thing going.
It is. And if you want to know what's going on with horses, you can go onto our events page and see what's going on all over the state of Missouri, all over the state of Kansas.
All over everywhere.
And if you guys want to have your event being posted on our website, just go to betterhorses.com and just fill out the information and we'll get it on the website.
Just a great deal. Hey, we got a wonderful show. A little bit different today, Ed, but it's all full of great content. You know, I had a chance And first of all of our guests are brought to us by our good friends at Heritage Tractor, heritagetractor.com. They have 10 stores. I think it might be 11 now, 11 stores across the area. That's John Deere. And there's two types of people, those that drive or own a John Deere and those that wish they did.
I've always wanted to say this. Nothing runs like a deer.
That's it.
I got it down.
But, hey, they're bringing our guests in. I was down there at the Right Lead Ranch down there with Rogersville with Fred Bershauer, a trainer who used to be up here, had an event the 3rd of February, had a chance to team up with Randy Heinfeld, who's just south of Harrisonville, got a great practice. When it comes to acupuncture and chiropractic work, he's second to none. We're going to be talking to him in this next segment. And then also had an interview with Casey Deary. He's an NRHA multi-million-dollar rider, just a tremendous individual and a trainer. And he talks how he handles his two-year-olds and his show horses to give them a break and how he raises them up. And I think you'll really enjoy that. Then we're going to wrap it up with the calendar. We got so many things on the calendar, Ed, and along with that and our Better Horses properties. We'll wrap it up with that. But we got a packed full show for you, and I'm so glad you tuned in today. We always look forward to having you on the show and listening to our show every week. Tell your friends about it, Better Horses Radio KC style. And we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and then we're going to have Sarah Leonard giving us our Blazing the Trail segment. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
You listen to Better Horses Radio. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
That's a little bit opening with Mo Pitney.
Mo Pitney
from down in Tennessee, a new up-and-coming artist. Great guy. But, hey, thanks for joining us today. We got a great show. It is Equifest weekend going on right now. Lots of stuff going on. This next segment is brought to us by our good friends at Purina Mills. I call it the Feed Greatness segment, and we've got one of the best.
Here we go.
We've got Sarah Leonard back. She's on her way back from St. Louis, heading to Equifest. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Ernie. How about you all?
Really good. Now, just we're ready for it to warm up and supposed to start warming up and everything, and tired of this weather.
Me too.
Hey, what's going on? What do you got going on with Purina? I know there's a lot of stuff, including a mineral meeting you got coming up this coming Thursday, if I'm right.
That's right. In fact, next week, of course, we go into Equifest, and we're there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then Baldwin Feed down there at Baldwin, Kansas, is hosting the mineral meeting on Monday, the 26th, there in Baldwin at the golf club. And then I go up to Nortonville, Kansas, on Tuesday to do a mineral meeting up there for Midwest Fertilizer. And then, like you said, I'm back down to Garnett, Kansas on Thursday night with Brummel Farm Service doing a mineral meeting for them.
If folks want to find out more about these mineral meetings and come to them, this is cattle, how can they get in touch and find out, Sarah?
Well, they can certainly go to our website, and all of those are registered, so they should be come up if they look for events on the website near them, type in a zip code, or else certainly call the dealerships there at Baldwin Feed or Brummel Farm Service or Midwest Fertilizer, and they could give you more details about those. But certainly encourage everybody to come out and learn about feeding wind and rain mineral, our programs, and, of course, certainly promoting flight control and getting started early with the Central Life Science folks as well.
Well, we have a lot of listeners on our radio show that have both horses and cattle, so this would be a great, great event to go to if they had cattle and find out about Purina's minerals.
Absolutely.
Sarah, we appreciate all you do, and thanks for everything. Look forward to seeing you at Equifest. And we sure
I'll see you tonight.
Yeah, sure have a lot of folks there because I doubt that they're going to want to be going outside and riding. But thank you, Sarah, for all you do with Purina, and look forward to talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah.
And that's Equifest that's going on right now this weekend right there at the Kansas Expo in Topeka, Kansas, if you want to go. A lot of great clinicians and a lot of good guys that are going to come up. And, Ernie, we have one of your guys that are coming out. Brad Lund is going to be there on his performance horse.
That's right.
And so we're going to see a lot of good barrel racers and a lot of good guys that are coming out there and just everything you need to know about horses.
You know, like I told you, back at the 1st of February, I was down in Springfield, Rogersville, and went to a great event put on by Fred and Bershauer down there at the Wright Lead Ranch. Had a chance to do both a TV segment and a radio segment with Randy Heinfeld from down south, down around Harrisonville. Let's go to that interview right now. Hello, friends. Ernie Rodina with the Better Horses Radio Show here down in Rogersville, Missouri. Here at the Wright Lead Ranch, Fred Bershauer, Darcy Welch's place down there, beautiful facility. Got a great event going on. Had an opportunity to team up and get an interview with one of the best, Randy Heinfeld, and from down in Daydream, Missouri. Dr. Randy, thank you for being part of Better Horses.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
We're excited about it. I hear nothing but great things about it. We're going to be talking today about chiropractic work in acupuncture.
That's correct.
I mean, this horse deal has really evolved, hasn't it?
Oh, definitely. A lot of changes in the 33 years I've been a veterinarian.
I mean, you do all the other medicine and lameness and stuff, but let's talk a little bit about these other services that you do. And me as a horse owner, a horse owner's out there listening, when would it show signs that they need a little bit of chiropractic help on their horses?
Well, a lot of times you'll see where they're stiff to one side, they won't take a certain lead. Sometimes you'll end up with behavioral issues, saddle fit issues, those type of things. They can always tie in. The biggest thing is using chiropractic as a preventative to try to prevent some of your other problems and things like compensation where they're overusing parts of their body. That's where the biggest part of using chiropractic is. It's in the actual prevention of a problem instead of treating a problem.
And I would assume that it's not a one-time fix. This is something that if you got a horse going through treatments, as a human has to go back several times.
Right.
Horses be the same thing?
There's exactly the same thing. Usually you're going to clear out about 60% of your issues the first time, the first treatment. We do another follow-up treatment in about a month or so, and then that clears out another 20% or so. But you don't have to go three times a week like you do with a human because gravity affects them differently. So usually every 3 to 4 weeks, we try to do it for a few times. Then after that, we get on a program for the horse and what the horse does.
Is there seem to be one part in particular on horses that you seem to work on more than others?
Three weak places of a horse are the lumbosacral area where the pelvis attaches to the spine, the low neck, and then at the pole. All horses will have some issue in those three areas.
Wow. And now you're doing this chiropractic work, which is just tremendous, and we get a chance to see it out here at the Wright Lead Ranch. Let's talk about the acupuncture.
Acupuncture is a little bit different. Chiropractic is pretty straightforward as to what you're trying to do. You're trying to accomplish the same thing with needles or lasers or whatever, or massage even, with acupuncture. And you're trying to relax areas and get energy to move through the body so the horse will move correctly.
Now, this has really evolved. I mean, now it used to be if you did this stuff, people would think, well, where's this coming from? But now it's a well-accepted form of treatment to these horses.
Oh, definitely. You know, when I first started doing it, I've only been doing it for about 12 years, but when I first started doing it, a lot of the veterinarians in the area would kind of look at me like, what are you doing? You know, you've lost it. But now a lot of those clinics, they have veterinarians that are also helping or involved in the program too, or they're calling me and referring horses to me.
I would take it that the acupuncture and the chiropractic work, they go work hand in hand together. I mean, if you got a horse you want to get in top shape, you're going to have to apply maybe both of them.
I use acupuncture to diagnose in 100% of the cases. I use chiropractic to treat to prevent problems in 100% of the cases. Acupuncture, I'll use it as a treatment for a problem about 25 to 30% of the time, but a lot of times I'm adding acupuncture aspects into it without putting needles in.
Wow.
It's quite a system.
Now, if folks want to get in touch with you, and I know that you do all kinds of equine work and are you specifically...
All I do is equine work.
Anymore.
Yeah.
What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Call my clinic, Rolling Meadows Animal Hospital in Adrian. It's 816-297-2006 or adrianvet.com online.
And that's your website?
That is my website.
Well, I tell you what, really appreciate what you're doing. I'm excited about having you on Better Horses TV.
Well, I appreciate it.
We get a chance to demonstrate that and everything. I know you got trainers like Fred and Darcy down here that every little bit of help to get that horse in the top shape, to get that horse feeling good, and the fact that they put this type of program in your horses, that's a salute to them.
Yeah, there is no one system that has all the answers. It's all made to be used. You have to use veterinary medicine, you have to use chiropractic and acupuncture, good dental care, good farrier, and good training, and good tack. It all has to work. That with a good feeding program, everything has to work together.
Total team effort.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Randy Hienfeld, did I pronounce it?
Hienfeld.
Hienfeld, thank you for being a part of Better Horses Radio, and we appreciate all you do for the horse.
Well, we appreciate it.
Thank you
so
much.
Thank you.
Hey, that was a great interview, and just my hat goes off to Fred Burschauer and the Right Lead Ranch, everything they did down there, and check it out down there if you're ever down around Springfield, Rogersville, just a great event.
And Dr. Hienfeld is a DVM, and Ernie, we were just talking that most of the veterinarians and the DVMs are going into chiropractic care because it's such a popular thing now, and it was unheard of like 5 years ago.
He's wonderful. Yep. I mean, really good. And hey, we want to thank also for bringing us that, and that's EC Equine Center, better yet known as Equus Carito down there at Lewisburg, and they're doing all kinds of neat things down there. New parking lot, and just got some big things planned. The boarding's filled up. And this is the place I'm promoting because they got Ashley Purden, just one of the trainers. This is a place that if you're looking to get in and learn how to ride and want to ride but don't want to own a horse but maybe want to try it out for a while, you know, like the dad used to take you to the car lot and try a car out. But try the riding out. You're going to work with one of the best. It's 30 minutes south of Overland Park, Kansas. And ride with one of the best. That's Equus Carito. And in fact, just a great, great gal to work with. And they got a great team down there.
And how many times have we said this? If you're thinking about a horse, you need to trial this out before you get on there and see if you actually love it. This is the best place to go. And also, Ernie, it keeps everybody safe.
And also, I might tell you that we have an event there. Coming up this Tuesday, February 27th, it's 30504 Metcalf Road. You get a chance to go down and see it, Equus Carito Hamburger Fry. I'm going to be cooking some hamburgers. And what's neat, we're going to be having Greg Darnell, who's at Equifest, is coming in. Brad Lund's coming in. And then also Denise Ferris with Perry Trent, the equine lawyer's coming in. But a chance to see the facility, learn a little bit. Everybody's got cabin fever. Let's get out. Come out and see this facility. Come out and join us. And it starts at 5 o'clock for a complimentary hamburger fry. Come out and, Ed, I hope you're there.
Yeah, we'll be out there. And if you don't want to know the details, go to our betterhorses.com on events. Take a look at Monday night, and you have all the details.
Tuesday night.
Together. Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, February 27th. Come out and join us, and I'd love to meet you and have our KCMO listeners out there. Tell us you're with KCMO, and I'll find something to give to you.
There you go. We can do that.
On that. But, hey, We've still got a great show. This next interview we're going to be coming up, I'm so excited to have Casey Deary, one of the top trainers in the country. And he's one of them guys, not only a great horseman, but he's a great person. And so we're going to have him. So get yourself a cup of coffee. Come on back. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
You're listening to Better Horses Radio, KC Style. We'll be right back.
I tell you what, I'm excited about this next guest. It's been a while, but whenever we have him on our show, it takes it to another level.
He does, doesn't he?
And he's brought to us by our good friends at...
PurinaMills.com is bringing us Casey Deary today, and we want to thank Purina Mills for doing that. You know, they have a ton of great products out there for your horses. If you're not feeding it, go to the website, PurinaMills.com, and check out all the equine products that they have. They have some great ones.
The buzz, in my whole career with them, I've never seen a buzz on a product like it is with this gastro. I even forget the name of it, but the gastro diet that they have, Outlast.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Yeah. But I'm so glad to have this guy on. I know he's busy. I bet he's riding a horse right now. Casey, how are you doing? Casey Deary from Weatherford, Texas.
I'm great, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we love having you on there. And the whole how's your whole family, first of all? Doing good?
Yes, sir. They're fantastic.
Well, I tell you what, tell us what's going on at Deary Ranch right now. I know you come off a tremendous year. And what's the three-year-olds look like going into this year?
You know what? I think I've got a pretty decent crop. It's a little early to tell, and I've been home riding since it's 30, and I've enjoyed not having to travel. So it's been great to kind of stay home and camp on those guys.
Well, that's good. Well, what are you particularly working on right now? Where should these horses be here in February right now of 2018? What do you expect them to be? I know you still got a long road ahead of you, but what are you looking for?
Well, you know, it varies from each individual, right? I mean, they kind of all progress at different times, and you just hope you've done a good job preparing each one for what they are. But I sure think that, you know, the top end of my string is stopping 15 or 20 feet, and they can all change leads, and they can all turn around, and most of them feel like... they're starting to feel more like a show horse than they are a baby.
Well, that's got to be a great, great feeling. And from that standpoint, you had some great ones from that standpoint. Of course, these are the 3-year-olds coming in, but you got some of these other ones that you just had a tremendous show season with. You got the NRBC right ahead of you.
Yes, sir, I do. And I'm just now getting back on those. I usually get home from the fraternity and we pull all the shoes on them and we turn them out for 60 days and just let them be a horse. And it's kind of one of the few times in a reining horse's career that they're not, you know, going to be going anywhere. So I try to take advantage of those opportunities and give them all the rest and free time that they can get.
Well, I tell you what, that's great. Now, you know, and that's one of the first times I've heard that type of a recommendation, and it makes sense.
Yeah, and Casey, when you bring them back, what's your plan for them? I mean, how hard do you get back on them, and do you kind of build up to that, back to where they were at when that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's no different than any other athlete. You know, you're gonna make sure that you condition them. The thing about a horse, and you know, most of them anyways, when you turn them out, they're gonna run and play and have a good time anyway. So it's not like they're sitting on the couch eating potato chips. So they don't get overly fat and overly soft, but obviously, like we said before, they're all individuals, and some of them may take me 30 days to get back where I want them, and some of them come back within 10 days. But I just try to make sure that I don't push too hard too fast where something gets body sore or achy. I like to make sure that we bring them back slow, you know, spend a couple of, you know, 4 or 5 days long trotting them, and then 4 or 5 days of light loping, and then see where they are. You kind of have to evaluate each one as they come.
Do you see a big change in them after that period of a break? Because that's a pretty good break for a competitor.
You know, honestly, I can tell you that I can't recall a single horse that didn't come back better.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's, you know, I try through my 3-year-old year, you know, if they're riding like I want to, I try to give them 30 days off after the Vegas show in September. And when I say off, I mean I'm not pulling the shoes and turning them out, but I'm not stopping and turning and running. I may get them out and lope them around, steer them around, and just kind of let them, you know, let them stay fit. But sure enough, let the pressure off, and and you know, let them down a little. You know, obviously these horses, like any athlete, the key to the deal is peaking them at the right time.
Well, here we have a chance to talk to you, and you got aged horses in your barn, champions. You got 2 year olds and everything. Can you take us through a typical time period? Does it stay pretty much the same, or is it changed with the different horses because of the different personalities? Your time that you spend on, let's just look at the 2 year olds right now, going into this year. What's a typical week involved? How, you know, riding them and you know, in the arena from that standpoint, how many days a week?
So we're talking about 2 year olds that were just getting started under saddle?
Yes.
Okay, so my program is a little unique in that all of my 2 year olds live outside. So the fillies are in two big bunches and the colts are in three smaller bunches.
And they're together.
So, yes, sir. I'm a firm believer that a horse ought to be a horse as long as it can.
Great.
And so what that allows me to do is it keeps those horses from getting fresh. So when we ride 5 days a week, we work six, but day six is generally catching up if somebody got missed or extra lessons or cleaning the tack room or whatever, and then we take Sunday off. But what it does is it lets me get those colts out, go right to riding them. You know, we're not spending 30 minutes trying to lunge the fresh off of them and having them be stupid. You can step right on them and ride them off. They get some time outside. I don't have a big place. We've got 50 acres here, but it's got an old racetrack on it that we can take them down there and lope around the racetrack outside. And my two-year-olds will stay in a hackamore for 4 to 6 months. So they're, before I ever stick a snaffle on them, they can turn around and stop and lope around. Some of them will change leads, but they have a decent idea of what their job is.
And I know you've got, whether they're fillies or whether they're studs or geldings, you got good two-year-olds. My question is that do they have, and I really respect and I'm impressed with your program of turning them out like that, because I just out of space, I have to put them in a group and everything like that. But what about, are they barefoot or do they have shoes
yes,
on? They're all barefoot, well, your two-year-olds.
So they stay barefooted until I get home from the NRBC, generally the first part of May. And the only rule that I have is once we start shoeing any of them, I don't ever put a new one in the bunch. So most of them have had, you know, 3 to 4 months that they have lived together barefooted.
Okay.
And so by then, you're rarely going to have any fighting over the pecking order, right? They kind of have rank
right.
established at that point, and I rarely ever will have any sort of issues with them getting kicked.
Right. And so what you're saying is if they've been together during the early part of the two-year-olds, even when you put shoes on, you don't have a problem really maybe putting them back in together.
No, they stay together.
Oh, yeah.
The day we get shod, they go right back out in that same pasture.
Wow. Well, you know, that's...
Well, I think
it's one of the best things that I've done as far as taking care of my horses sound-wise, because they move all day long and nothing ever gets stiff or tight.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This has been really good, I mean, from that standpoint. And because, like I said, I know that I just do it out of wanting to make sure to get the fresh off. But it will, if you keep them outside, it does take that level of fresh off that makes it easier to get something done.
Yes, sir. Now, obviously, these horses have got to go to a stall eventually, you know, to keep them in the condition that we keep them in, you know, to have them looking nice and all of that fun stuff. So I certainly am. I have 38 stalls here and horses in all of them, but it just seems like, you know, people come and they go, oh, they look, you know, their hair's rough and they got a scratch here or their feet are a little chipped up or whatever. And I say, you know, that's exactly what a horse looks like when they live outside.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
True.
But you got, I know you're sticking around home, but Casey, do you put many clinics on during the year?
You know, in the past I have done quite a few, you know, 3 or 4 a year. And I have, this year I'm really, really trying to stay home as much as I can. Like every person with children tells you that you need to enjoy it because it goes by fast. Well, my oldest is 12, and
wow.
I remember bringing him home yesterday. So I want to try to stick around as much as I can here and focus on the job that I've got going here. So I'm not. I know I have a 1-day clinic in Vegas this year, and I think that's the only one that I have committed to at this point.
Nothing wrong with that, Casey. Hey,
Casey, I'm going to surprise you sometime. Give me a holler, stop down there, and see if
I can do
a TV segment with us. And just an honor to have you on our show. You are such a great example for the young and the old out there, horsemen and the industry. We're just tickled to death to have you.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. It's an honor to be here.
On that. So, hey, we'll be staying in touch. And, wow, you know, here we go. I'll just tell you, I've got Dawn here. I said, let's get Casey Deary on. Right. But that was some just tremendous information, Dawn. I never remember anybody talking about a program like that. Have you?
No. I mean, it's impressive that he has a plan and thinking of the horses. I as you were talking about that, Casey, I just have to say, I used to keep my competition horses in the barn, in the stall. But I did find after time they were much better at wanting to learn when they had lots of turnout time.
Absolutely. And that's why kids have recess at school. And I know our younger kids get 2 recesses a day. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, right? Well, that's just a great, like I said, that was so informative and we appreciate it. And thanks for bringing that and sharing that with us, Casey. Casey Deary from Weatherford, Texas. Casey, we'll be talking to you. Good luck. Hey, I'll see you in April at the NRBC. We're going to try it with old Fred again. Had a little hard luck.
All right.
Yeah, he's doing good. So this,
fantastic.
I don't want to brag on him, but hopefully, like I said, I'm hoping my friend, my neighbor, can get him showed, which I know he's got the ability to.
Yeah, you got one of the best jockeys out there on him.
Oh, he's so good.
I'm sure it's going to happen.
We're having a lot of fun. So anyway, appreciate all you're doing. Take care and let us know what better horses can do for you sometime. Thanks, Casey.
Thanks.
You bet. Thank you, guys. Right. Have a great day.
You too.
Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show. Casey Style, a little Stone in Love with You by the Stylistics. Martell knew what it was going to be playing. Going out to all my Dot friends, my friends at Lufty's Fish. Unbelievable fish out there. And this segment is going to be brought to us by our good friends at CSI Saddle Pads. No better saddle pad than CSI Pads. Donna's out there south of town, Yerick, Missouri.
And those are selling like hotcakes. If you haven't seen them, stop by Equifest booth and see CSI Saddle Pads. Those are the best pads you can put on your
horse. I got a great testimony from Brent Wright the other day. We were doing some taping out there. He just loves them. I mean, and if you knew Brent, he's not going to endorse anything unless it's the best. He just loves those pads.
Well, I'll tell you, Rhonda Martin sold us on this. If you have a saddle that just doesn't fit, those pads actually make everything work. So those are a great pad to have. Also, English or Western, you can go select and any brand or any color. Just go on site at csisaddlepads.com.
I do want to tell everybody, Better Horses TV, that's going to be on tomorrow at 8 a.m. KCWE Channel 29. We're running a rerun again because we got caught in the Olympics on another network. And I tell you, it was such a good show last week with Martha Josie. They had a little deal on Equifest, which we want to promote Equifest
that morning.
So you can come out and get to Equifest. And then also we have the sale coming up out at Salina Farmers Ranchers and Sale. And then it was one of the best hearty grubs with Mark Birkdahl in a Mexican fiesta.
You know, I got to tell you, Ernie, that I'm going to give a shout out to one of our advertisers on our newspaper, Cloverleaf, and I tried them. Like, you know, I have 52 acres that I had to seed, and I called them. They were out the next day. They said, this is the best time. I got it before all the ice and the rain, and I seeded my entire pastures. And this is a testimonial. I'll talk to you this spring on how everything looks, but they got it in, got it out. What a great bunch of guys.
I'll tell you what, they are top notch when it comes to them as people. And and their equipment second to none, and just great folks. I mean, they do a good job.
And, you know, we're also going to say, you love the commercial. You've seen it on Better Horses, S4 Bedding. Those people are the best as far as you're looking for bedding for your horses, for your stalls, or for any type of animals. Go to s4bedding.com. These people have got it all laid up from pine to paper to shavings, and you just love the commercial. That's why I brought it
up. You should. That could compete with anything at the Super Bowl. That is really good. I can't get over that. That's right up there with the Clydesdales playing football.
S4 Bedding. Check it out and go on s4bedding.com.
Hey, you know the calendar, folks. If you folks out there that have associations and want to put things up, if you're not using betterhorses.com, which is free,
You need to get all over that. So proud to be now teamed up with the UHCA, Ultimate Horsemen's Challenge Association. They're putting their stuff there. They got putting in ads. Just great people in that organization. So proud to be hooked up with them and their calendar and promoting them. A great organization to have some fun with your horses. Hey, you know, I was talking about the event Tuesday night. It's going to be at Equus Carrito. Out there at Lewisburg with Greg Darnell and Denise Ferris. But, you know, there on Wednesday night, we're heading to Manhattan, Kansas. And this is free. They got refreshments out there at the KSU Vet School at Trotter Hall. We got 5:30. We got Greg Darnell and Denise Ferris and also Gary Nee, who's talking about the Outlast right at the Vet School.
Right there, so at K-State Vet School, right.
Get a chance to see that. So that's going to be going on Wednesday night out at Trotter Hall. Don't want to miss that. I got to tell you, we are pumped about the Dream Ride in the Flint Hills. We got people already signing up for that. It's going to be September 7th through the 9th. Now who I got coming along, got committed, is that it's going to be like riding with the stars. We got Kurt and Tammy Pate going to be there. Kerry Coon's going to be there. Brent Wright's going to be there. Josh Rushing's going to be there. It's going to be just a great time. We're going to put a round pin up out there. And round pinned up out there and has some clinics going on. Beautiful place. Go to, I'm sure it's posted on betterhorses.com. Go there, check it out. But it is going to be the ride. This is going to be our 19th ride, folks. And this is going to be one of the best that we've ever had.
You know, it's going to be in September. And this doesn't mean that you are thinking, oh, there's going to be too many good horsemen out there. I don't want to get my old people. We want the basic fundamentals. If you're a novice, come on out. This is going to be 1,000 acres of virgin tall grass that you're going to be able to go and have some really good
4,000 acres this ranch is.
4,000.
4,000. Yeah. Clover Cliff Ranch out there just near Strong City. You won't want to miss it. And then, hey, I forgot to tell you about another thing going on. This has been going over well with Josh Rushing. Monday nights at Equus Carrito, they have sorting, line sorting.
Cattle sorting.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, and they do a clinic at 5. Stick it if you want. You feel good after the clinic, stay there, and they have a little competition.
Now, you don't have to be that good on a horse. If Josh is taking all of us and we're saying, hey, if you've never done it before, if your horse has never seen cattle before, that's the time to go
out. That's right. And I do want to say, on the properties, we're getting all kinds of leads on Better Horses properties. Go to betterhorses.com, click on a property, see all the properties we have listed. Now, we are doing the we're doing it on the betterhorses.com. We're doing it in our newspaper. We got ads running on KCMO promoting the properties. Check it out. And if you got a property you'd like to list, get with me. Then what I'll do is I will work with you in finding you a realtor that will team up, and I will, as far as, go in as a referral. But the neat thing about it is, folks, you get all of our marketing stuff.
Great ranch and great farms to be listed. And you know what? We had fun last Saturday. Ernie took me out for a steak dinner over there at Cottonwood Falls, Kansas. And we actually got to look at a hotel that Ernie's listing here. And it's a 10-room hotel in Cottonwood Falls. What a fun time that was.
We go out there. You drive down the main street, and you feel like you're in Back to the Future.
Yeah, that was a great time.
Really good. Great country, the Flint Hills down there. You know what? It's that time I hate every week. I want you to be all good buckaroos and buckarettes. Mind your moms and dads. We want you to be brave, but don't take any chances out there. Find that person you know and love and give them a hug and kiss. Tell them you love them. And I'm talking to Connie, Matt, and Brent. Tina Corley, you're a good buckarette. Uncle Mikey, Angelina Glover. I tell you what, our friends at Pleasant Hill Pet and Livestock. Let's not forget Tom and Betty Lindsay. And then Susie Mackey, we know you're listening out there. And friends at Heritage Tractor, you got anybody out there you want to shout?
And let's shout out to my partners, the Jackson County Sheriff's Mounted Posse.
Till next week, I'll tell you what, this is Bronco Ernie.
I'm Ed Adams.
Happy trails, and make sure you always, always ride for the brand.